You're hearing one of the many action sequences from the new film Prince of Persia. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, who plays a peasant-turned-royal warrior in 6th-century Persia. He carries a magic dagger that can turn back time. Arrows fly, swords swing, but dialogue? Well, that's not this film's strong suit. Prince of Persia is the latest in a string of recent movies reviving the old sword and sandals formula that was popular back in the 1950s and 60s, pictures like Ben-Hur and Cleopatra. But is that formula successful today? Well, if there's one person who has the answer, it's Bob Mondello, our film critic. Bob, hi.
Good to see you.
And I'm happy to see that for this occasion, you are in full Roman battle gear.
These are my people, after all, the Romans.
So, what qualifies as a sword and sandals picture?
Well, there were two kinds of them. One was the ones you just mentioned, which were things like Ben-Hur and The Robe and Greatest Story Ever Told. And the other was the kind of cheapy that was made in Italy back then, the Hercules movies and the Samson movies and the big splashy things. And they always had some kind of a weightlifter in the lead rather than an actor. They were dubbed. They had belly dancing. You had to have a lot of belly dancing and some kind of legendary creature, which would probably threaten the lead at some point. They had titles like The Fury of Achilles or Kindar the Invulnerable or something like that. You know, they would just make things up.
Am I crazy in thinking that there has been a flurry of these kinds of films recently, like this year?
Yeah, there have. You're absolutely right. Let me think. There was that Clash of the Titans. There was Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Right.
I think that's a high school student who discovers that his father is actually Poseidon.
You know, that happened to me recently.
Exactly. Yeah. Mine's Apollo. There have been those and this new one, The Prince of Persia, and you want to throw in Sex and the City, too?
Yeah, right.
They went to
right.
Abu Dhabi, after
right,
all.
Of course, yes.
So there's a lot of things that are said in that part of the world.
And I've got to say, Bob, I have seen some of those films that you mentioned, mm-hmm. and how do I put this? None of them are Ben-Hur.
That's putting it mildly.
Right.
Most of these are not very good movies. They are, however, popular, and they play well overseas. The logic being that you don't actually have to understand a whole lot of English to be able to get the dialogue.
There's there's English.
Of course.
Now, we were talking before, as we often do before we have these conversations. Mm-hmm. There is one film that you liked.
Well, there's a picture called Agora, and this one is a little different from these others. It is set in Alexandria in Egypt. It is 390 AD, roughly, and the Romans are in charge, and they're annoyed at the Christians who are getting uppity.
The Christians have gathered in the Agora. They are mocking the gods. We must put an end to these insults. They may not fear him, but they will fear our swords.
He was talking about Zeus when he said him.
Yes.
And this turns out to be a very bad idea, that they go after the Christians. The Christians then take over. And the Christians are meanies back then.
And this is actually one of the films that you think was pretty good, right?
Well, it's better than the others because it's a kind of a wonderful dissertation on fundamentalism. Mm. Because the Christians who come in have some very specific ideas about the way people should be reacting to their God. And they don't want to hear anything from anybody else. And the Jews have some very interesting notions about this, too. And so these three religions are crashing up against each other, the pagans and the Jews and the Christians. And there is this one scientist among all of them, and her name is Hypatia. And she is sort of aloof from all of this. She's working with astronomy and stuff and trying to figure out why the Earth doesn't seem to be the center of things, which is all
these
religions.
And this is played by Rachel Weisz.
Right.
As far as I am aware, your God has not yet proved himself to be more just or more merciful than his predecessors.
Lady!
Is it really just a question of time before I accept your faith?
Why then should this assembly accept the counsel of someone who admittedly believes in absolutely nothing?
I believe in philosophy.
Is it worth spending $9 at the movie theater to see it?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting. I know you didn't. You were not.
Yes, yes, right. I'm bearing the lead here.
You are.
Yeah, I just thought that the Hypatia character was implausible. You know, at the end when everything's crumbling down, she'll still have philosophy.
Yes. There's some things there that are kind of hard to swallow, including the fact that she gets to Copernicus's theories, I don't know how many years before he did. But it's an interesting debate to be having, the science versus religion thing. You can make a case that that is sort of like doing Ben-Hur or doing the robe or something like that, that we're talking about religion in a grander sense.
That's NPR's film critic Bob Mondello. Bob, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.